Bickley and Murata. See or no? We or nah? Yay or nay?
Yay-sayers as well? Is that a thing?
No, I've never heard that term before.
I get nervous when we do the show on the road and I can't see Jarrett. Like, I need to have eyes on him at all time to know what he's up to.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Are you there, Jarrett?
I'm currently shirtless.
Yeah, well, that's not a shock.
Rubbing my hairy chest. Oh. So maybe
people can hear this. You know that.
Am I on the air right now? Okay. I'm going to start with a little housekeeping, and with only 12 minutes remaining in the Mock My World voting, Dan Bickley looks like he is going to win this week.
Really? Out of the three hole?
Yes, out of the three hole, we currently are at 39%.
Wow. Second, I drafted a good team.
Andy's second, 28%. Then Luke with 20%, and I'm in last place again with 13%.
What happened to you, Jarrett?
I don't know what's Don't know what's going on there. Then we're going to go with some yay or nay questions here. And this is a poll that I put on Twitter. And it's a very interesting debate about the exciting young players coming to the Valley. Yay or nay, you are more excited to see Josh Rosen play than DeAndre Ayton play a game in the Valley.
Yay. Quarterbacks in the NFL are more important to a team's success than a single player on a basketball court, unless he's already a phenomenal talent. DeAndre Ayton will play regardless of if he's great or not. Josh Rosen will only play if Sam Bradford is injured or if he is showing signs of greatness. I'm going to side with Bradford. I'm sorry, I'm going to side with Rosen.
I'm going to say nay.
Wow.
One game of Rosen obviously means a lot more than one game of Ayton, because it's one of 16 as opposed to one of 82. And I hear what you're saying about the quarterback position, but I'm really curious to see what Ayton can do at the NBA level. And at the very basic level of this, he's supposed to be the very best player in his class coming in. Rosen could be the best quarterback. He probably won't be the best player when you start looking at all the other positions. But for the first time ever, the Phoenix Suns should have the best player in his class coming in. That's going to be tough to beat that for me.
Right now, the poll stands at 56% are more excited to watch DeAndre Ayton, 44% Josh Rosen. So vote on that. Well, Bickley_Murata.
Given the fact that these pollsters or these people voting think that DeAndre Ayton is going to be the best player in the history of the planet, I don't blame them.
That's good to have excitement, I guess. And speaking of exciting, and a reason showing that we do have the best listeners, Patrick Hobbs called in within 2 minutes and is entered into that drawing. So first winner that actually called in.
Nice.
Paul Goldschmidt, who just 2 weeks ago was hitting 198, is now up to 258. He has raised his average 60 points in 2 weeks, I think. This is a two-part question. Yay or nay, Goldie will finish the season with an average over 280 and will finish the season with more than 30 home runs.
On the 280, I'll say yay. It might not be much over 280. Or if he keeps hitting like this, he might hit 400. I'll say yay on the 280. The 30 home runs... Yeah, I'll say yay on that, too.
I
think he'll hit 30.
Where are we at right now with him?
He's at 12.
I will say, I like where you were going initially. I'll say yay on the north of 280. I'll say nay on the 30 or more home runs.
Okay.
All right. Today also, I saw, is Paul Goldschmidt's 1,000th game with the Diamondbacks. Yay or nay, Paul Goldschmidt will play at least 1,000 more games with the Diamondbacks.
Nay.
Because you think
he'll play
somewhere
else? You want me to elaborate
on that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I just think that...
That'd be about 6 more years.
Right. And I think when... It's a tough question, because I do know this. I do know that the way Paul Goldschmidt has handled this horrible slump he was once in, doing it without complaining, without losing his mind, I think that really impressed this new regime in terms of just his internal fortitude. But I don't see him getting a long-term extension after the age of 32. I don't. Don't see it happening.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to go with the optimistic route here and say yay, simply because Cardinals have Larry Fitzgerald, Coyotes have Shane Doan. Diamondbacks don't really have an all-time great that only played with their team. Luis Gonzalez played elsewhere. I think they're going to put an emphasis on keeping Goldie around as long as they can. So I will say yay.
All right, there was a story come out that the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders make less money than the Dallas Cowboys mascot does. And there's some outrage about this. But I'm going to ask you, yay or nay, for the in-game experience, it is more important to have a good mascot than it is to have good cheerleaders.
Yay, without a doubt. And you know what? Mascots should get paid more. Now, this isn't a gender thing.
Cheerleaders don't get... NFL cheerleaders do not get paid anything.
Okay. Not a gender thing, because a mascot could be a female, but A, mascots have to wear a lot of clothes. It's cumbersome to walk around in a big bobcat mask.
Well, cheerleaders don't wear a lot of clothes. That's also cumbersome.
Yes, right. So cheerleaders, by the nature of their job, can stay much more refreshed and cool.
It should go based on where you are. Like, if you're a cheerleader in Chicago or Green Bay, not wearing a lot of clothes is probably more difficult than wearing a lot of clothes there. So I'm going to say it's geographical-based.
And if you're a mascot, you have to hug a lot of kids. If you're a cheerleader, you don't have to hug anybody unless you're on a road trip with the Washington Redskins.
Oh, jeez. No, okay.
Fantastic. All right, now, the trailer for the new Tim Burton movie, Dumbo, has been released. Yay or nay, you enjoy the circus?
Nay. Hate the circus.
Absolutely nay. Although I've never been.
Something about the pungent odor of elephant excrement. Something about... What, Jared? What do you... Jared, do you realize that nothing that has ever come out of my mouth has been remotely as crass or awful as some of the things you've said?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you scoffed at me.
No, that was probably...
No,
Luke.
I'm not. They're too busy. They're too... I don't know.
Now, neither of you have a fear of clowns like Vince Murata, right?
I do not, no.
So it's not that.
I don't have a fear of clowns, but I don't need to be hanging out with them either.
It's hard to have a fear of clowns, Jared, when you are a clown.
Oh,
wow. Fantastic.
Robert De Niro in the news this week for...
swearing at the president?
Yes, that's it, at the Tony Awards.
Yeah, sorry, that's completely out of line. No matter what you think of the president, that is completely out of line.
Because of the...
Just show respect for the office.
Oh, interesting. I was not.
What's interesting about that?
I think it was out of line because he did it on live television.
Well, that too.
But.
Well, that too. All right. Sorry. Go to your question.
The question was just going to be yay or nay, the best Robert De Niro movie of all time is Goodfellas.
Man, he's been
Goodfellas
in a lot of movies.
Really good.
I'm going to say nay, only because he's been in so many. I mean, his Godfather 2 is a pretty good movie. I'm sure after the show, somebody's going to remind me of another movie might be better.
Well, yeah, he played Al Capone in The Untouchables.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that one.
Raging Bull.
I'm going to take
Casino,
his performance as Al Capone. I love that
Taxi
one.
Taxi Driver.
I'm going to say nay, but that's not
Meet
a knock
parents.
On Goodfellas at all. That's it's not me. It's not
Which
the
is
parents.
Your favorite?
I don't necessarily...
Godfather 2?
I'm taking the field, but the one that's standing out in my mind right now is Godfather 2.
All right, final question. Tiger Woods, the U.S. Open, is starting tomorrow, I guess. Tiger Woods was asked, how is he going to keep his privacy during this hectic tournament? And he said, quote, staying on the dinghy helps.
Uh-huh.
Referring to his 155-foot yacht. Mm. Yay or nay, you have ever played with a dinghy? Meaning, have you ever been on a yacht?
Is that when this has to go to break? Or I don't know which one of us does this now.
Have you ever been on a dinghy?
Jared is
Luke.
So proud of himself that he got that question through.
Have you ever been on a dinghy, Luke?
That's not the way you phrase the question.
Yeah,
well, have you ever played on a dinghy? You know, like been on a yacht or a boat, a big boat,
this
a fancy
like,
boat?
I feel like you're asking nine different questions.
But a big fancy, yeah, you are. A yacht is not a dinghy.
I'm just quoting Tiger Woods.
I know, but it's a small little vessel, okay? So
I'm quoting Tiger Woods.
So have I ever played on a yacht? Yes. Have I ever owned one? No. Have I ever been on a dinghy? Not that I can remember. Have I ever played with a dinghy or on a dinghy? No. Definitely not. However you have phrased it, the answer is no.
Nay? Okay. But you have been on a yacht before, though?
Well,
I've been on a yacht, too.
Yeah. I've been
what a life.
I don't know, dude. I mean, there's varying degrees of yachts. You know what I mean? There's big, big, big boy yachts, and there's, yeah, I've been on nice boats before.
All right.
Now, it's, you know.
That was this week's edition of Yacht or Not.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you set yourself okay, you know up what? It wasn't even worth it.
Somebody get some duct tape and string it across Jared Collins'
This is what happens when
mouth.
We're not in studio.